The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
We've been talking about those new Dublin restrictions that are expected to be announced later today. If Dublin goes into level three, plus a few bits, there will be an impact on churches and places of worship. It's expected they will remain open, but for private prayer only. There will be no church services, although funerals will have an exemption. Director of the Ireland Institute and columnist with the Sunday Times and Irish Catholic, David Quinn, is on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your reaction to the likelihood that church services will not happen in Dublin for at least 3 weeks?
I don't think it acknowledges properly the fantastic job that volunteers in Dublin and up and down the country have been doing in the churches, are keeping them extremely safe places. If you go into any mass, you'll find a team of volunteers at the door and around the churches keeping the places clean, making sure there's plenty of social distancing, making sure people are wearing masks and making sure there's the proper limit on numbers. And so there's been basically thousands of volunteers mobilised up and down the country, and NPHET released figures last week about clusters and where the clusters are occurring, which of course at the moment is mainly in private households. And since public worship could come back on June 29th, there have been no known clusters associated with churches at all, and that's despite obviously countless numbers of religious services taking place up and down the country in the several months since then. And so I think any restriction has to be evidence-based. And if you look at the evidence, there doesn't seem to be any justification for doing this. I mean, obviously, households, yes, restricting numbers who can meet in households makes absolute perfect sense, but not when there's no outbreaks associated with a particular activity. So it seems to me to be a disproportionate move. And we heard publicans and restaurateurs on radio today, because it looks like we're going to move Dublin into level 3.5. And at level 3, they were going to face further restrictions. And these are obviously the pubs that serve food, because they've been treated like restaurants. And, you know, we heard various representatives saying, hang on, why are you doing this? We've been safe places. I heard Pierce Doherty defending the restaurants today. But there's been a kind of depressing lack of any noises from any church leaders about this. They seem to be very passively accepting this, despite, as I say, the fantastic job that church volunteers have been doing at keeping churches extremely safe places since June 29th.
By the way, a texter has just shot in to say our local church had to shut because there was a positive case in the church team. So that's one particular church in the Dublin area.
Yeah, so be it.
I mean, that's inevitable, I think. You know, if someone on the team...
Yeah, I'm familiar with that case because I was reading about it. So that wasn't something that was picked up in the church. That might have been, let's say, I picked it up somewhere else. And then, I mean, just extra safe by shutting the whole place down for a few days. But that wasn't actually a thing that originated inside the church. Like a teacher could get the infection outside of school and come into the school with it. And then they obviously have to take measures then.
Now, many of the churches in the Dublin area are absolutely massive. And maybe they're not filled that much or that often anymore, but they're huge. Mm. And you could say, well, there's lots of room for people to socially distance and still have a decent-sized congregation. However, the argument against it is that's all very well, but inevitably, whether it's a wedding or a funeral or a mass, that at the end, or a communion particularly, that at the end of the ceremony, everyone flocks out onto the forecourt and they're all mixing and gathering. And that's the kind of thing that is likely to spread infection if there is an infection present in the congregation. What do you say to that argument?
Well, you see, the volunteers and the priests have also been very careful to make sure that doesn't happen. And so one of the things you've got to do is you come in one entrance to one section of the church, you come in a different entrance to a different section of the church, and then there's all kinds of rules about leaving the church and making sure people don't congregate as they leave, and they're not crowding around the door, and they're not crowding around in the church courtyard afterwards either. And then, of course, they're not socialising together because they're going their separate ways. And you see, again, if there was a danger of what might happen to people are congregating outside the church, then presumably by now you'd have found an outbreak associated with churches. And we're extremely unusual, by the way, in moving towards this level in terms of churches, because countries have far worse outbreaks than us aren't even contemplating doing this. They are requiring, obviously, you know, all the various safety measures, but Austria, France, Spain, Italy, none of these countries are requiring what Level 3 is going to require. And it's kind of notable that Level 3 allows hairdressers to stay open, barbers to stay open, ordinary shops to stay open. Level 3 on its own, if you don't move into Level 3.5 or 4, allows restaurants to stay open, allows food pubs to stay open, and yet they won't allow churches to stay open except for private prayer.
The principal argument, I mean, open for private prayer, so you can nip in and say your prayers, but there's not going to be a mass or church service. But we all saw, what happened in Belfast with the Bobby Storey funeral. We saw what happened in Dublin's North Inner City with the funeral there of a popular DJ and people crammed together, no masks evident in many cases, and, ripe for cross-infection. And that's really the argument, I suppose, that the government, although they're not articulating it, but that the people who go for, say, the First Holy Communion service or the confirmation and so on, they will inevitably gather. They all know each other. Parents know each other. The kids know each other. And again, recipe for infection. If they ban church services, at least that opportunity won't be there. What is your riposte to that?
I mean, the examples you're citing there about, for example, the Bobby Storey funeral, I mean, they were clearly acting in violation of the guidelines. And if a church is making sure that people are staying within the guidelines, then that can't happen. I mean, with funerals, they'll still be allowed to take place, but it'll be very limited numbers. Weddings under Level 3, so I don't know what kind of mixture Level 3 and 4 is about to be imposed on Dublin, but under Level 3, weddings with up to 25 people can take place. Now, it's just not clear what's going to happen to First Holy Communion. I suppose we've got to find out this evening what's going to happen. So will they allow gatherings of up to 25 people? I guess the danger afterwards with a wedding, for example, is that people will be socialising, although you see these wedding venues and they have people, clearly spaced and so on. But that's a different thing again from going to Mass or Mosque or Synagogue or your Presbyterian or Church of Ireland Church. I mean, again, no evidence, in favour of this. And again, you've got to ask, why aren't countries like Austria and Germany and France and so on doing this? I mean, are our scientists better than their scientists? Are our scientists and doctors seeing something that German scientists are not seeing? There was actually a court case in France in the middle of May. A group of French Catholics took a case and they said the restrictions, because there was no masses taking place around that time in France, that these are disproportionate. And in a very secular country like France, the Supreme Court said, yes, this is unconstitutional that churches and other places of worship have to be allowed to open again for public worship so long as they take due precautions. And so you have a very secular country like France where they will not be allowed to close them again unless, I suppose, you get into a really severe health emergency again. So it just seems to me they're being too hasty at doing this, and it just seems, again, they're allowing hairdressers and barbers and so on to keep going. And I'm not saying they shouldn't, but they don't seem to be taking the kind of rights of worshippers seriously enough. And if there is a good reason, let's see the evidence. And also, let's hear church leaders from the various churches come out and say something. Because if restaurateurs and publicans can come out in public, well, then why won't church leaders say something as well? And if the government and NEFID have a very convincing argument for forcing masses and so on to stop, except online, in Level 3, they'll then present the evidence. But they should at least be asking for the evidence.
Director of the Iona Institute and columnist with the Sunday Times and the Irish Catholic, David Quinn. Thank you very much, David.